Grant, I'm gonna have to get you to speak real, real soft here today.
Are we doing an NPR spoof?
No, we're not doing any type of spoof. Through some weird scenarios, last night I found myself at a poetry reading, and because it was a poetry reading,
oh no,
the only way that they can get people to actually come is that it's an open bar, and so I had a lot to drink.
Yeah, but open bar doesn't entice you normally.
No, it doesn't, except I got talking and being chatty with the person that I went with, and then they had another, so I had another, and before you knew it, I had 3 glasses of beer and 2 wines, and I was like, holy moly, I am in a bad, bad way. So this morning was a pretty rude awakening, and the lights that are on here in my studio are just so bright. Grant, they're so bright. I've never seen lights that are this bright.
I'm really sorry about that, buddy.
So if you could just be a mensch, just use your NPR voice for the rest of this.
Okay, I will definitely not.
Ah, God. All right. Well, this is the type of hilarity that you can expect from Whatever This Is. What is Whatever This Is? Well, it's just a podcast where two guys sit down and discover whatever this is. My name is Kyle, and I am talking with Grant, knows how to kill a headache more than anyone else, Tingley.
Okay, here's the thing. With hangovers, I never really had many of them. So,
Hold his alcohol. Well, great for you.
When I did have them, it was just morning.
I love the fact that you are speaking about this as if it was something that happened when you were 4 years old once. When I had the measles that one time, it was like this.
Well, I can't really remember them too well, but I mean, I think a lot of them I probably just slept through if I had more of them.
Well, the thing is, Grant, is that I normally have a tried and true method of not having a hangover, and like an idiot, because I was so drunk last night, I didn't do it, which is have 1 Tylenol before going to bed and just pound back like 2 glasses of water. Did not do any of that. So when I woke up this morning, it was like, oh boy. There is a gnome in my head, and he is not happy.
That's not good.
It's not good.
So, hang on. You were at a date. Was it a date?
No, I don't think so. More on that later, not on the podcast.
Well, no, I was. I just wanted to know if, like, was a date, yay, nay, or nay. Because it's interesting to go to a poetry reading with an open bar, you know, with somebody, especially one other person, right?
Mm-hmm. So here, can I tell you a little bit of a story about this? So the poetry reading itself, I think, was really, really good. There was...
Well, you were wasted, so who knows?
Who knows? Like, honestly, it could have been, like, a giraffe reciting Dr. Seuss, and I wouldn't have really even noticed. But there was an eclectic group of people that were at this poetry reading, and the person that I was with... Me and another person started joined into our conversation. I'm trying to use not real names. We'll say his name was Kennedy. So Kennedy comes up to us. It's this 62-year-old gentleman, and he kind of starts off okay, and then kind of just jumped off the deep end. So the person that I went with, they are, I would say, pretty opinionated, and they like to question things, and sometimes they really enjoy just being the devil's advocate to whatever somebody says, just so that they can have a bit of a debate with them. And the Kennedy gentleman just kind of casually dropped in the fact that, hey, Donald Trump is a complete racist, right? Fine, whatever. Of course, then, this person I'm with has to kind of rebut that and like, well, do we know that he's like a complete racist? Just to kind of play devil's advocate. This got into a point where I honestly thought this 62-year-old man was going to punch the person that I went with. I legitimately thought that this was going to come to blows. Interestingly enough, I don't know, we've talked about this before a little bit, about how I dislike when people are intellectually inconsistent. So there was a big gap of time where it was like the U.S., like everyone who lives in the U.S., they just love war. Like every single person, doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican, they all just love war. And they and they just don't value human life, and we should value human life. So that part of the argument, I thought, was like, yeah, sure, let's value human life. He then mentioned the fact later on in the conversation that he hopes that China invades India and he doesn't care how many people die. And I was just like, I don't get what is going on here. It was very odd, Grant, is what I'm trying to say.
I don't like war.
Well, you were in Canada for a bit. So I think some of that maple syrup piece kind of stuck onto you when you took it back with you.
Yeah, I won it in a Tim Hortons roll up the win contest.
No one wins that, Grant. It's all a sham.
My friend posted on Instagram $50.
Photoshop.
It's possible.
By the way, this gentleman, we'll keep calling him Kennedy because why not, mentioned the fact that he was a published writer. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Where'd you get published? Well, it was mostly my letters to Playboy. And I honestly, Grant, I thought he was making a joke and I laughed in his face. He's like, no, that is where I was published. I'm like, oh, okay. Great.
See, now let me say this. My dad is not racist, right? Mm-hmm. But the other day, he got a ticket from the homeowners association here.
Oh boy. Okay. Yes.
He's 83.
By the way, can we all disagree? Doesn't matter what color, what your background is, what age you are. Homeowners associations are the worst.
They really are, because it's those people that were popular in high school, and now they want to be they think being the homeowners association head is like being a class president.
Literally the president of the United States. Your fence is actually 68 inches instead of the 65 inches that we've all agreed upon.
So my brother was here, Kyle from Memphis. And he
not a real person, but okay.
He parked up. It's actually Kennedy. My brother is 68 years old and very
great,
insane.
Yes.
When he parked up on the curb a little bit, but these are the curbs that are designed so you can do roundabouts, you know.
Oh, sure.
And make it. So he got a ticket after my brother left, and I just want you to guess what my dad called the homeowners association. You're going to be wrong, and you're going to be shocked when I tell you what he called them.
Okay. Was it a racist term or no?
Oh, it was racist. You'll probably get one of them.
Did he call them a bunch of Jews?
No.
Okay.
What he said was, okay, do I say it? Do I say the bad word? We've had this conversation 900 times where it's like, if
I can always bleep it out if it's like completely like I don't want to release that.
Because we've talked about this a bunch where it's like, if I do the abbreviation, I'm just making you say it.
Sure, sure.
So there's really no difference. Like, okay, so I don't know. I don't feel comfortable saying it anyway, so I won't.
Okay.
He's like, the homeowners association is like a fucking N-word cop who gets a gun. They think they can just do whatever they want.
Oh boy. Oh boy. So I'm sorry, you said that your dad is not a racist.
He's not a racist.
All right.
He's just full of logic contradictions.
Got it. It's hard to talk with people like that, though, is the hard point. Is the long and short of it is what I'm trying to say. This Kennedy person, I don't know if he's related to your brother, or he might know your brother. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, like I'm tracking like 30% of your thought process, and then you do this weird 90-degree turn, and like, I don't know how we got from here to there.
It's hard to have conversations with people that are inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
And then the great thing is when you bring, like, did you bring up the inconsistency? Or did you just say, I'm not getting involved?
Oh, we attempted to, and then that made him a little bit angry.
Well, he probably was like, well, that's not the same.
Well, the thing that he kept throwing back in our faces was the fact that, well, he is 62 years old. He has more life experience, so he knows more than we do. So we don't know what we're talking about. So
yeah, that's – like, oh, so right. He's basically the GOP then?
Because, hey, you said that, Grant. I did not say that.
Because I love it all, you know, with the Parkland kids, everybody keeps saying, these are kids. They don't know what they're talking about. And every time the kid goes, I was shot at. I think I have a little bit of life experience that you don't have.
Right, right.
You know, and it's all those people that talk about the greatest generation. How old was the greatest generation when they became the greatest generation?
Yeah, they were teenagers.
Were they 62? Were they 62?
They were not.
No. So Kennedy can go fuck himself. Or herself. It could be. You know
it
that
could be. Who knows?
The Kennedy, you know Kennedy from MTV a long time ago?
I do. I did not ask what their gender identity was, so it could be, very possibly could be.
I had the hugest crush on her, and then one day, like 20 years later, she shows up on Fox News, and she's a super conservative pundit, and I'm like, this is what heartbreak feels like.
This is what a sad boner feels like.
It's basically the exact same boner, but with wah, wah.
It's just a regular boner, but with a slide whistle.
I was going to do slide whistle. I couldn't figure out which one to go with, the wah, wah, sad trombone, or slide whistle, but yeah.
Okay, Grant, enough of this political talk. Let's jump into the show. The first thing that we like to do on this podcast is that oftentimes, Grant, you bring a game that I have to play, and I usually do it very horribly. So, let's play that game.
Games!
All right. And I'm slowly adding the names of the games to the document, and I'm going to remove the games that I'm never going to play again.
Sure.
So I'm going to try and keep it short. So you have some vague idea. Like I don't want to keep making up new games. I want to get a little staple of games, unless I
have a rotation.
Really cool.
A rotation that we
okay.
go through.
So we're playing IMDb top movies.
Yes.
This is where
explain the rules.
I give you the name of the actor or actress, and you have to tell me. You have to tell me who they are as I slowly list off their top four IMDb movies. Now, these are the movies that on IMDb they're known for.
And
so
I'm
you know those little movie
from,
posters?
Yeah, I'm guessing you're going from 4 to 1?
Yeah, 4 to 1. So these are not the last four movies. These are the top movies, movies they're known for.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little quick example here of one that's super easy. All right, here's number four. Oh, you get one guess per movie.
All right.
All right. Very similar to Characters Welcome, just a little bit different. Black Panther.
Martin Freeman.
Right on the money.
Bam.
The other three were The Battle of the Five Armies, Desolation of Smog, and Unexpected Journey. So if you didn't get that one, you should have just put your hand inside your pants, and I bet you feel nuts because I'm hooked on phonics. Oh, I don't know the words to that song. You remember those guys?
No, not at all. I have no idea what you're referencing.
Oh, hang on. I got to tell you who these guys are. They're a weird rap group from when I was in like the 10th grade. Put your hands down my pants.
That's Boys to Men. I think it's Boys to Men that you're thinking of?
It is Bloodhound Gang.
Oh, Bloodhound Gang.
Bad Touch.
Oh my gosh. I Want to Have Sex Like an Animal. What is that song?
Here, let's quickly, okay, well, where's, Sweet Baby, Sweet Baby, Sex the Texas Drought, Me and You Do Me Like of Stuff That Only Prince Would Sing About, So Put Your Hands Down My Pants, And I'll Bet You'll Feel Nuts, Yes, I'm Siskel, Yes, I'm Ebert, And You're Getting Two Thumbs Up, You've Had Enough of Two Hand Touch.
Okay. I have heard this song before then.
And there's the You and Me Baby Ain't Nothing But Mammals, So Let's Do It Like They Do on the Discovery Channel.
That means sex. They're so dirty.
Oh, so let me show you mine tool time. Oh my god. Anyways, okay, so you got the gist.
Not a single person alive today knows any of those references, but okay, keep going.
Okay, well, if they're used to a conservative celebrities in Hollywood, I think they would understand the tool time reference to Tim Allen.
Possibly.
Remember when he's like, if we evolved from monkeys, then why do monkeys still exist?
Yeah, we talked about this on the show like two episodes ago.
I think it was longer than that. I think it was like 6 months ago.
That could have been.
Okay, oh, here we go.
Grant, I forget the last episode we recorded, basically as soon as we stop recording.
I know, that's why researching sometimes is tough, where you're just like, if I don't delete everything on the document and then research throughout the week, all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, did we talk about that? I can't remember. I honestly can't remember anything. I can sometimes remember games, and I can sometimes remember bets, and I can sometimes remember catchphrases, But other than that, like the actual meat and potatoes, you know. Oh, I do have. I was doing stuff. Oh, let me put that in there real quick. I was consuming other stuff. Yeah, let me do some prep while we're talking
here. Yeah, that's great. This is what people tune into the podcast for. Is like, you know what that podcast I love listening to is whatever this is, where they actually are prepping the podcast while they're recording the podcast. It's very meta, yeah. But I love it. It's so great.
Well, we are the Dan Harmon of podcasts.
I don't know what that means.
You don't know who Dan Harmon is?
I know who Dan Harmon is. I don't know why he's
renowned for being very meta.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
All right, number four, Syriana.
What's it? Oh my gosh, stumbling over words. The really good-looking guy who is in ER. Frick, my God. The guy who's married to the really attractive human rights lawyer who is on the second episode of David Letterman. Oh my goodness, I can't remember his name. I'm totally blanking on this name, and everyone's screaming at their iPod because it's a very easy name to remember.
And they're like, why are you so old, iPod? Why don't I have a phone to listen to stuff on?
Why do I have this phone? Why do I still have this iPod Nano from 2008? Ugh, I hate being poor. This sucks.
Yeah, it's like I really miss the iPod from 2002 with the click wheel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why he's upset.
George Clooney finally comes to me.
So this is interesting because, okay, I already said The Descendants, but Syriana and The Descendants, what do you think the last two are? You're going to be wrong.
Probably. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Nope.
No? Michael Clayton?
Nope.
I don't know.
The Ides of March and Up in the Air.
Okay, Up in the Air I can see. How is Ides of March up in the top two?
Well, how is Oceans, any of them, not on there?
Oh, right. Yeah, no. Good call on that one. But who's... I don't get how this is ordered. I thought this was ordered on, like, popularity of searches.
We will never know the answer to this
question. Who is going on to IMDb like, oh, man, you know that movie? I love that movie. The Ides of March. Remember that movie from 2012 called The Ides of March? And I'll bet you 100% of the time, people are going to stare right back at you and be like, no. What are you talking about? 2012, Ides of March. So good.
All right, number three. The Changeling.
I am going to guess Angela. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Grant, I'm hungover and I can't remember anyone's name.
Well,
Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie.
Because it's not that Changeling.
Okay, okay.
It is The Changeling from 1980.
Oh, like with the deer? Or whatever, the horse, whatever it is?
I don't know. The picture of the picture here of the poster is a wheelchair and then like a shadow of a kid in the wheelchair.
Oh, boy.
And the tagline is, how do you die, Joseph? Do you die in this house?
Oh,
why do you
goodness.
Remain? So, okay. We're getting tougher. I started super easy for the example. Yeah. Then I gave you George Clooney.
Yeah, which took me literally 20 minutes to remember George Clooney's name.
Yeah, I gotta start using an egg timer for these. This is getting out of control. Dr. Strangelove.
Peter Sellers?
The Hustler.
Oh my gosh. The guy from George C. Scott.
George C. Scott. And number one is Patton, of course.
Yeah, Patton. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Number four.
By the way, just on the record, I got George C. Scott in a fraction of the time of George Clooney when I finally figured out who it was.
Friends with Kids.
I don't even know what that movie is, so next one.
The Vicious Kind.
I don't even know what that movie is.
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, is it Ben Stiller?
Step Brothers.
Not Will Ferrell, the other guy. I just give it to me, Grant, because I can't remember what the
Adam
name is.
Adam Scott.
Oh, no, that's not who I was thinking anyways.
There you go, man. You did 3 for 4, even though one of them was an example to teach you the game.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nailed that test one, though.
Yeah, Adam Scott's pretty. I like Adam Scott. I think he's a funny, nice guy.
Adam Scott and Paul Rudd, to me, are like the most lucky of people because they're both super funny. They're both super good looking. And they haven't aged in 20 years.
And they both can grow a really thick, manly beard.
That's true. That is true.
And Bush.
Although I think
Fun
most
fact,
of that.
And Bush.
Oh, yeah. The drapes and the curtains. No, the carpet and the drapes.
The drapes and the curtains. So you mean the Bush and the Bush?
Yeah, that's basically the same thing as what you're talking about, Kyle. All
right.
Well, that means we can jump into some of our topics here. Now, to pull back the curtain a little bit, when we first started recording, the topics that we had were all like 3 weeks old because we haven't updated the document in a very long time.
Because yeah, last episode we just went off on a tangent on the Oscars.
Well, okay, you say we, when I was not party to that. That was mostly you and me being trailed along. That being said,
we had to talk about the Oscars. We had to.
We had to. People were clamoring for what our opinions were.
Hey, what if clamoring was like using your vagina to nail in nails? Mm-hmm, clamor, mm-hmm. Clamoring, hammering, clamoring. No.
No. I got the joke, Grant. You know, I did get the joke. What about if clamoring was really just you had to go and find Mott's Clamato juice? A frozen Mott's Clamato juice in order to hammer something. Is that funny? Is that a funny joke?
Okay, so you're looking for Mott's Clamato juice. You're in a store, and there's 7,000 other people also in high demand for Mott's Clamato juice.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is clamoring.
That's right.
For
that's
Clamato.
Right.
You know, we don't really have Clamato juice down here.
No, because it's disgusting, and no one in their right mind should drink it.
I used to like it.
Uh-huh. Well, Grant, why don't you pick one of these topics and we can jump into that?
Okay. I don't like any of these topics.
Grant, you wrote like 6 out of 9. So,
yeah.
This is on you.
Oh, let's do something that was announced yesterday. Disneyland is going through some changes. They're hitting puberty.
Well, I mean, how old is Disney? Is what, like 50 something years old at this point?
Yeah, in human years.
Well, no, I'm saying it's about time they got a facelift because it's in Hollywood, because it's in its 60s.
Wow. Okay. Anyways, so Bugs Land, which uh-huh. is in California Adventure,
which we have walked past you and I multiple times when we've gone to Disneyland together, have not stepped inside of that place once.
When I go with kids, I go in there all the time. Mm-hmm. It's neat. It's fun to go with little kids when you do little kids rides.
Well,
it's
now you can watch them cry because they can't do it anymore.
So Bugs Land is leaving, and in its place is being placed the Marvel Land, which is obviously not going to be the name because that name is horrible.
You would think that though, but I would say that there's just so many marketers throwing out so many terms. That eventually they're just going to go and like, oh, let's, I guess it's Marvel Land? I don't know.
Well, no, I think it would be neat to call it like Avengers HQ.
Mm-hmm.
Because next, you saw the little time capsule compartment thing next to.
Yes, I do remember that.
That said, it had the Avengers symbol on it. So I think
it
Avengers
just,
HQ.
Disappeared in Disneyland that one day.
Yeah, so well, in California Adventure, right next to the. Bugs Land, which is right next to Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, Operation Breakout or whatever it's called.
No, let me ask you this here, Grant.
The potato chips.
Correct. But the circles that I run in, which is very exhausting, but the circles that I run in, I haven't seen a lot of pushback to that they don't want all this Marvel stuff at Disney, that Disney should remain Disney characters that Disney originated and not be bringing in all this other stuff like Star Wars and Marvel. I don't know what you think about that.
This is what you should simply tell them.
Okay.
They're stupid because Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, none of those are Disney characters.
Mm-hmm. So take that Mott's Clamato juice and shove it up your clam.
Oh, no. Open it up. Clam chug it.
I would let it defrost first, just so it's a little bit more comfortable.
Have you ever heard, you know how guys, in you know, frat guys like to butt chug things?
I've heard that this might be a thing, yes.
Have you heard what the ladies do?
No, what's that?
You don't want to know, but
okay,
I'm going to
tell
you.
Okay, good, so then don't tell me.
My favorite part of talking to you is making you go, no! No!
Stop it! No!
I was doing my Mark Hamill finding out that Darth Vader, spoiler alert, that Darth Vader's his father face. No, that's not true. That's
and then you lose a hand and fall down the chute.
Yeah. Very similar to butt chugging. Fall right down the chute.
That's right.
So what they do is they take tampons.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And soak them in vodka.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then shove them right upside their vagina holes.
Now, is that a better buzz, do you think?
Well, just like in the butt, right? It's the butt, if you inhale it, I believe, because you know there's vaporish alcohol, or if you go to the vagina, you're bypassing a lot of the things that kind of filter out some of the alcohol.
Well, now, Grant, I consider that my butt is a holy sacred thing. And so there's only very few things that I allow, you know, next to, on, or within my butt.
Now, is it all...
Weirdly enough, Mott's Clamato juice is one of them. But other than that, I can't think of very many things that are non-genitals that I want anywhere near it.
There you go. So anyways, where were we on that whole thing? I don't even know anymore.
Oh, we were talking about Bug's Life Land or whatever it's called.
So sadly, that's leaving.
That's right.
And
we went from Bug's Life to butt chugging.
So tell those people that the original Disney characters aren't Disney characters at all. And heck, Lion King was a ripoff of a movie that was a ripoff of a Shakespeare play. Jeez.
Someone's phoning you.
So it's like you can get – there's all these things that Disney just uses. Aladdin, is that a Disney character? The only original Disney characters are Cars.
How about Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse, Pluto. So they just want a theme park with Mickey, Pluto, Minnie, Donald, and is Daffy? No, that's the other people.
That's WB. All they want are these liberal characters out there without pants on, trying to convert our children into not having pants on. I see through them. I see what they're trying to do.
Yeah. But down here in Southern California, the circles that I run in are very happy about this. Some people have even talked about maybe they should change the name of California Adventure completely, which I don't think they should do. But everyone's
to
pretty
what?
Happy to something Marvel Pixar related.
Mm.
But I think California Adventure works really well. I think it's a great name. I mean, for the first 10 years of its existence, it was a waste of, like, whatever 50 acres it's on. But it you
has
know,
that winery at it, though. That's pretty good.
I think it's gone.
Is it really?
Yeah. Didn't you notice that last time we were there? I think it is gone now.
I think it was still there the last time I was there, but it might have been removed since.
Well, I think the building still exists.
Oh,
I
see what you're saying.
Anymore.
Got it.
So I'm excited about it.
I can't get day drunk at a kid's amusement park, Grant, what's even the point?
Excuse me, sir, what are you doing with this funnel you're bringing into Disneyland?
I'm an American. Do what I want.
And what's up
sir,
with this
sir,
lube?
Sir, you're not.
Why are you bringing lube? There's no connection between the lube and the funnel.
Okay. I just like it.
Five seconds later, they follow you straight to the winery at 10 in the morning, and you're shoving a funnel in your ass.
Yeah, and then going right to Goofy's Fly School and just ripping it up.
Oh no, that's not good. That ride actually scares me a little bit.
Yeah, I remember that. That was like the only ride that you were a little bit squeamish on. I'm like, I don't get it. Why? And then I rode it, and I'm like, I can see why.
Yeah, it's because when you can't see any of the ride really anymore.
Yeah, it's
because you're going to those edges and doing very hard turns with no banks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very – okay. The thing that I'm most disappointed about this development is this. they have property across the street from California Adventure, big enough to build a third, they call them turnstile. So built big enough to big a third turnstile or a third park. Now, I was really hoping for that. And they've cock-teased us for years about a third park. And they
Really want to spend $200 to go to Disneyland now. I just really want that so much.
Well, my my annual pass went up double the amount.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to let that lapse. So now I'm going to be spending whatever that is to go to Disneyland.
Let's be like $120.
To get it like a two-park hopper? Is that $120?
Might be a little bit more than that, actually.
Okay. So, but I was really hoping for a third park. And like I said, they've been teasing it for years. And when Disney gets pulled into the city council of Anaheim, and Anaheim's like, why are we giving you so many tax breaks?
Mm-hmm.
And then Disney goes, well, you know, we're thinking about building a third park. And then Anaheim just goes, well, they have a boner.
Well, yeah, they have the reverse slide whistle happens.
Yeah. And which is very, very similar to. And so, and then they just kind of back down from that.
I was on record. I do know that people know this who listen to the podcast, but I was very against Bozo the Clown to become a councilman on the city council. But I mean, he's been doing a fantastic job.
Well, aside from all the soda water he sprays at people when he wants them to shut up. That's not nice.
The seltzer budget just went through the roof.
How does he justify that? I don't know how he gets away with that.
But luckily, he is able to save on expenses because he can actually live in his car with 25 other people. So
I was hoping the third turnstile would be like Islands of Adventure at Universal Florida style park, where it was more, you know, adult-oriented Marvel stuff. You know,
wait a minute. What do you mean by adult oriented?
Well, I mean, not like, you know, A Bug's Land is child oriented.
Oh, I see. So like
for more.
So not up. So not the Hulk and like a thong.
Well, it would be nice because he normally is naked. So,
yeah, that's true.
But have you ever been to the Florida theme parks?
Never. I've never been to Florida. Which is probably a good thing. In the grand scheme of things.
I don't know. Florida right now is leading the United States into a nice direction somehow.
That's true. If it doesn't get flooded and disappeared first.
Yeah, we're having massive rainstorm here. And if you don't remember, we had massive fires not too long ago.
That's right.
So we might be under, not me personally, but a lot of California might be underwater tomorrow. So...
that or the Old Testament is coming back, whichever comes first, I suppose.
Back again. Mm-hmm. Old Testy's back. Tell a friend.
I had enough Old Testies last night, so let's move on.
Was he giving you the old goggles, the old Egyptian goggles or whatever they're called?
What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
It's a sexual move where you place the testicles on the eyeballs.
Oh, I
see.
Like
closed eyeballs, yeah.
No, he just put dried husks of scarab on my face.
Oh.
That's what he called the Egyptian. And now I have a mummy that lives at my place.
Yeah, I don't call that the Egyptian. I call that the Brendan Fraser career.
Ooh. All right, well, Grant, let's go to this. Apparently,
one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I still really hope they do a third turnstile. And one of the things that has been teased a lot is something that I've mentioned on this show a million years ago called Westcott, which would be Epcot West. So it would be a lot of science-based stuff, a lot of international foods. It would be really neat.
Grant, science is like so boring. No one cares about science.
Yeah, you know, one of the most famous people in the country is Neil deGrasse Tyson, so try and solve that issue.
Yeah, but he's also a black guy, so.
So he's getting affirmative action likes?
That's right. We were running short of scientists, and they just had to fill the position, and Neil was there. And he could kick my ass anytime he wants to, because he could.
In the inevitable Neil deGrasse Tyson musical,
uh-huh.
one of the songs will be Neil is There.
Exactly. It's going to be called Neil with a exclamation point at the end.
All right.
A new musical.
Let's move on from that crap.
Grant, Blair Witch is coming to TV. That's right. The Blair Witch Project from the late 1990s. You're probably familiar with the huge cultural impact that that movie had. And I would actually argue had a pretty big impact on movies going forward ever since then. But the Blair Witch Project apparently is a TV show that is coming out somewhat soon. Lionsgate is producing it. I don't know if I know what the channel, what station it's going to be airing on.
It's just in development from Lionsgate, so they haven't... They're not even to the point of getting there yet. The studio is developing a series on the horror phenomenon of the Blair Witch Project. That's all we have for now as of a few weeks ago.
All right, well,
I'm looking at this on the on AV Club.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk to me about that. I mean, let me tell you what I think first. I think that the Blair Witch Project actually is pretty well suited for a series, whether that's an ongoing, 24-episode season on terrestrial television, or even just like an 8-episode season on Netflix or Hulu or whatever it happens to be. I think that that format works really well for it. Now, it depends on if they want to go with the found footage or if they're going to do something different like they did with the sequel, which no one remembers, and rightly so. I don't know. I think I'm excited for this to see what they do.
I mean, I'm going to watch it. But
well, you can't not watch it.
We're still at the point, though, where this could very easily go nowhere.
Yeah, I know. But it's more fun if we discuss this as if it is happening instead of being like, well, it might not happen. So let's say it is happening. What are your thoughts of a Blair Witch Project coming to TV?
Well, I wouldn't want it to be found footage.
Now, why is that?
Or have it be like maybe an episode is found footage, then an episode is traditionally filmed, then another episode found footage, then found footage, then traditional. You know, a mix of the two. And maybe there's like the series is made up of prequel episodes and sequel episodes. So the found footage is the prequel stuff, which is interspersed throughout the series. And then the modern day footage is people investigating what went on there.
Now, how about this, Grant? How about if it's a real documentary and they go and just interview the Blair Witch? Just interview. Think of it like the Thin Blue Line. Just sit down and talk to the Blair Witch for 8 episodes.
I was 34 when I first died. And I would like to point out that I was hung, and not by a rope, if you catch my drift.
No, I got what you meant, Mr. Yeah. Witch. Weirdly enough, you did work at the State Department for a decade.
I did. I was in charge of internal messaging. Very boring job. Basically, I was the guy that told the people with the carts where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You have this thriving arts and crafts business, though. It's really great that you've done so well on Etsy.
No, this is a common misconception. My real name is James Ichabod Etsy.
Oh.
I founded Etsy.
You founded Etsy?
I founded Etsy, yes.
So it's not just those weird symbols that you make up in the woods, but you've actually transitioned into a new online business.
Well, those sticks and rock piles are where I really got my craft start. I tried to get into felts, but for some reason my personality and felts didn't really mesh. So I moved on from that, and now I'm doing very similar to the movie they based on me, found footage. Now I'm doing found item art.
Now. Tell me about the murders. Tell me about the murders that you did.
Well, they were trying to take my shit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Don't mess with my piles of rocks.
Yeah, that's
my sticks. So I was standing my ground. I was living in Florida at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. George Zimmerman was my neighbor, and for a time lover.
How was he as a lover?
Horrible.
Yeah.
He mostly rolled.
He didn't stand his ground very well.
You know, like a rocking horse?
I do, yes, I'm
that
familiar.
That was the motion in his ocean.
What are you up to now? What are you doing? What's new?
I'm writing an autobiography. Mm-hmm. I've been around the Earth for 675 years. I got a lot to cover. So what I want to do is I want to write my 13-volume memoir, and then I'm going to release them Mark Twain style 200 years after I officially die.
That's cool. Yeah. I like that. That's interesting.
Well, Mark Twain was a really cool cat. We had a lot of bunch of parties. I worked on the ship that he initially got the name Mark Twain, because he's Samuel Clemens, of course, but he got the name Twain from working on a ship, because Twain is some part of the ship. Mm-hmm. I was in the canteen there, and I kind of cooked a little bit. I was very similar to Steven Seagal in
So tell me, what was the motion of Samuel Clemens' ocean?
We never went there.
No coitus, then. No coitus with Mark Twain.
Lot of fart jokes.
Oh, got it.
Same with Benjamin Franklin. Lot of fart jokes.
Mm-hmm. What's your Bitcoin situation?
Oh, I am a trillionaire in Bitcoin.
Oh, great. Perfect. Okay, we're done with that bit. Grant, what's the next story you want to do?
Did you just segue from Bitcoin to end of bit?
Yes, that's right. That's what I was trying to get to.
Oh, I have one more thing that I see on this ridiculous article about the Blair Witch
TV
series that I just wanted to point out. Do you remember the movie Waiting?
I know of it.
Ryan Reynolds, Justin Long.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
And Dane Cook. Anyways, revealed in this.
Not Dame Edna? Are you sure it wasn't Dame Edna in the movie Waiting?
It's possible.
Okay.
But one person would get that reference, and that one person is me.
Great.
So they revealed the Blair Witch Project development in the same breath as they mentioned the Waiting TV series development.
That's so bizarre. It's like they really are just grasping at straws now and be like, as long as someone knows somewhere what this thing is, let's make a series out of it. Grant Tingley knows about Waiting? Great. It's a series. 10-episode order.
Okay, right. So there's this big thing, a big reveal recently about Infinity War.
Mm-hmm. Which comes out in 2 months.
Which gets a really good look at the poster, is a surprise name on there.
And that is?
Peter Dinklage.
Oh. Well, that's kind of shocking. I mean, he is part of the X-Men universe, but as far as I know, has never been in any of the, I guess, proper, in quotes, Marvel films.
Well, he's probably going to be CGI, heavily makeuped, or a little bit of both.
He plays Thanos, actually. They just could not get Brolin to come back for it. So they got Dinklage. Said they got on the phone and says, give me Dinklage or give me nothing.
I have a button on my desk. You know how President Trump has a Diet Coke button?
I didn't, but that doesn't surprise me.
I have a give me Dinklage button.
Good. Yes, as you should.
The only problem is sometimes he's very far away, so if I press it now, he just drops whatever he's doing and heads here. That might be 12 hours from now.
Sure.
So it's, you know, Dinklage becomes a little bit of a wild card.
Right. Just busts in. He's like, what? You know what? I don't even remember anymore. You know, my bad. Sorry. I should have told you not to come.
So do you have any ideas or thoughts of who Peter Dinklage may be playing?
Well, what would be really kind of cool is if he was actually playing the same character that he was doing in the X-Men universe, which I'm totally blanking on that character's name, but the senator that was essentially against mutants.
No, Bolivar Trask is a businessman very similar to Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be cool. I mean, a part of me is that, and this is such typecasting, would be kind of cool if he was playing Puck from Alpha Flight. I doubt that is what is going to go on, though. Alpha Flight being the Canadian superhero team where Wolverine started. But I doubt it's going to be actually that.
Well, I would be willing to bet large amounts of money that he's going to be a villain.
Okay.
A lot of the surprise characters we're going to see are going to be villains. Now, there is, I think what we might, there's only one, I always get sidetracked and then we get to butt chugging and then things go south. So these are the three, two that I've heard from other people and one that is my personal choice. So there's a character called Pip the Troll.
I'm not familiar with this character.
I'm not familiar with him at all, but I have his little wiki Marvel page up here. A prince on his home world of Laxadaisia.
That's an awful name.
Pip enjoyed.
That's such an awful name, but okay.
Pip enjoyed painting pictures of the night sky. After a long night of drinking with lackadaisian trolls, Pip woke up to find himself with the characteristics of a troll because trolls were considered a degenerate species. Pip was exiled. Pip left lackadaisia for a life of wandering and debauchery among the stars. So he would not be so much of a villain, but like a not cool guy that's just kind of doing stuff.
Right. That'd be interesting.
Now, the reason behind this is because Peter Dinklage dyed his hair red at some point in the last year.
Okay.
And Pip has red hair.
Okay. So could be them. Now, I could see him maybe being some sort of relationship with Thanos, potentially.
Yes, I totally agree. That brings us to the second, the more likely possibility, is that he's playing somebody from the Black Order, so one of Thanos' children. So he's in motion cap for that completely, and he's right. Just playing a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that's the case, we probably won't, unless, because he's probably going to be putting on a voice, and it's probably going to be tough to pick out his voice. They might even alter his voice with computers, so we wouldn't even know that until the end of the movie.
Yeah, could be.
Now, my favorite is something I just thought about today because there's a weird rumor going around that the character Mephisto may be in the movie.
Well, that would be a really interesting wrinkle if he does, because I really have the feeling, and we've talked about this so often with this movie, with the Infinity Stones that they have, they can reshape time, space, the past. They can really do some crazy stuff, bring people back from the dead if they wanted to. And Mephisto is all about deals. So he has a pretty wide power. He can make a lot of stuff happen, but there's always a cost to it. So I'm wondering if, they bring Mephisto out after one of the main heroes dies, and then, someone goes in their place instead.
Well, there was a quote from one of the people involved with Marvel that said, "Thanos always has the devil by his side."
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, people were like, "Whoa, wait a second." So in that interview, somebody's like, "Are you saying Mephisto's in this movie?" And he's like,
"He's literally the devil." Yeah.
I can neither confirm nor deny that Mephisto's in this movie. And then he went on to say, "He's not the devil. He's something more metaphysical, something more elemental. But he's a bad dude."
So Grant, this is what we have to do. This is what we have to do right now. We have to do another patented challenge. We have to do a what, we don't call them challenges. What do we call them?
Bets.
We want to do
a patented
bet. Even though we haven't done the last two yet, we're going to do those very, very soon.
Another Avengers 3. This is our second Avengers 3 bet.
We have to get close to what we think is going to happen. So, if Mephisto is in the movie, what do you think his role is going to be? What's going to happen? Give me the storyline.
Oh, well, he is very developed within the Infinity War thing. And I don't know much about the Infinity War in the comics because, sadly, I kind of stayed away from big group overbearing stories in comics and focused more on, like, Batman, Ninja Turtles, Hawkeye more recently. So I like those. I don't like team-up comics that much, mostly because the ability for me to keep track of all the people that are involved, I kind of get lost sometimes.
Right.
So I think he's going to be someone Thanos uses, either in there's we know there's going to be flashbacks to Thanos's beginning. Well, not his beginning so much as definitely like Gamora's beginning.
So you're putting your bet on the fact that Mephisto is in the movie, but he's really just used in flashback sequences. He doesn't really have anything to do with
I was giving you my two options.
Well, you have to do one. You have to pick one.
I'm gonna just say them.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna say this is what I'm going with.
Okay, sure, go.
So he's gonna be used in flashbacks, and he's gonna be somebody that kind of helps Thanos maybe get the Space Stone, since he had the Space Stone for a long time. So we might see where Thanos gets the Tesseract. We might.
Sure.
But my thought is he's going to be used. This is what I'm going with. He's going to be used in the major plot. He won't be in it for that long, but he will be there to develop Thanos' story going forward and to possibly help him, possibly double cross him, because Mephisto kind of just does whatever he wants. If he makes a deal with him, then the deal may backfire. And the thought of Mephisto being in the movie also gives the Avengers somebody that could actually help them defeat Thanos, because Mephisto is very powerful. And I don't think Mephisto wants the universe to be snapped out of existence.
Right. Yeah, so they might be have like multiple bets or multiple dealings with him. Yeah,
heck, he might make deals on all sides.
I'm kind of going to double down. I'm going to kind of double down here, Grant, because we already have a bet going on whether we or not we think that Tony Stark is going to die in the movie. I am on the side that says yes, he's going to be stone cold dead. Here's how I'm going to double down on this. Now that we know that Mephisto is probably in this movie, I'm going to say that Peter Parker is killed off, but Tony Stark takes his place. He says, no, he's the future. Bring him back and take me instead.
Wow, that's a really good prediction. I like that prediction.
Boom. That's what I'm going to say is going to happen in this movie. Mark it down, everyone. If I'm right, I get something. So here's the thing. If Grant is right, what do you want my punishment to be?
Oh, that's tough now because I don't know. Let's see what I'm already having you. You have me. If Multiple Man will feature Franco on Franco Action, Tristan and Isolde for Grant. Eat, Pray, Love if it doesn't happen.
Yeah, so the one that we have already with Iron Man dying or not, if I am correct, Grant, you have to track down the original Fantastic Four movie from 1994.
Already done.
And then if I'm wrong, I have to watch the Dolph Lundgren Punisher movie. So I think it should be another Marvel property thing. I'm trying to think if there's any like really still like super, super horrible stuff out there.
Well, you can make me watch Howard the Duck.
Oh, that is perfect. Yes. So if I am right, Grant, you have to watch Howard the Duck. And then if you're right, what do you want me to watch?
If Mephisto helps Tony take Peter's place in death. I gotta write this stuff down. I won't forget.
Yeah, write that down.
Grant watches Howard the Duck, and this is tough. I mean, like, what kind of Marvel properties are there left out there that are worth making somebody watch?
I mean, there was the new Fantastic Four movie, but I've always seen it.
I know.
All right, what is it?
Hang on, I gotta make sure that it exists.
It's not just something in your mind's eye that you made up.
The 1988 Hulk versus Thor made-for-TV movie.
Oh, right. Yes, do it. Put it on. I'm gonna be watching so much crap. Now, last thing before I wrap this story up, Grant, let me try this on you. What if Peter Dinklage...
I wanted to point out the one thing. Sorry for that.
No, that's okay. Step on my joke. That's fine. Keep going.
What color of hair does Mephisto also have?
Well, red or black, depending on the artist.
Well, it's mostly red, I think.
Mostly red, though, yes.
Okay.
But Grant, how about... let me lay this on you. What if Peter Dinklage is the Blair Witch?
And he's we haven't thought about that. State Department?
Yeah. I mean, it's all right there.
He has more money than
he's
than
richer
Tony
than
Stark.
Croesus.
Yeah.
He's richer than Croesus. Okay. Grant, I think even though we have a ton of other stuff here, it's almost time to wrap up our show. So let's do one last thing.
I don't even know
what
we are anymore.
Deadpool 2, I think, is something we should probably finish off with here since we're already on the Marvel train. It is coming out very, very soon. Deadpool should be out here very soon. And actually, by the time you hear this episode, the second trailer, I think, will have come out.
Well, I mean, obviously, nobody ever... Deadpool seems to not tell people when they're going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we just think it's coming out on Thursday, the 23rd, I think.
Right.
22nd.
What did you think of the last trailer?
I'm kind of indifferent about these jokey trailers now.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I get it. So I'm only going to focus on the actual trailer part of that last trailer.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. I mean, I didn't hate it. It wasn't a Venom trailer.
Yeah, no, that is true.
Oh, by the way, did you hear what they just said about Venom the movie, the rumors?
No, what's that?
That there's probably only going to be a few minutes of Venom in full Venom.
Oh boy. Okay, well, you know, it's their property. Sony knows what they're doing, Grant, obviously. Who are we to judge whether or not Sony knows how to run a property properly?
So the big thing about Deadpool 2 is the trailer comes out. I'm really hoping they say what the title is with this trailer.
What are some of your guesses?
My favorite guess is when Deadpool met Cable.
Yeah, okay, I like it.
That's what I want.
I said before we started recording that it should be called Dead Tool, because it's a pun.
Would it be dead, the letter or the number
yes.
two and then an L?
Correct.
Okay. Because Dead Tool with a T-O-O-L would just be Tim Allen showing up for no reason.
Yeah. Also, my sex life. But
wow. Wah, wah.
Slide whistle. Okay. Well, that's I think that's going to do it for us here today. I mean, if you want to get in contact with us and tell us how ridiculously funny we are, you can send an email to whateverpod@gmail.com. You can also get in contact with us on Twitter or Facebook, although everyone's boycotting Facebook, so probably not on there anymore. But regardless of where it is, it's facebook.com or twitter.com/whateverpod. My own personal Twitter is @TheKyleMarshall. That's Marshall with two L's. Grant, what's your Twitter?
Twitter.com/FedgyMans, F-E-J-I-M-A-N-Z, or Zed, depending upon what country it is. Now, it's not entirely true. Oh, we forgot about Tyler. I forgot about Tyler.
Everyone forgets about Tyler. Honestly, Grant, Tyler has forgotten about Tyler at this
all
point.
All right. Music
but Tyler,
Tyler
Forsthauser also does the music. So all the music that you heard in this episode is by the wonderful, the great, the awesome, the intrepid, the tasty?
I'm guessing.
Tyler Forsthauser. You can see the link down in the description.
Yeah, and he does wonderful pictures, photos that he sells. So speaking about Deadpool, there's a trend that's been going on recently. And Deadpool did announce the trailer was coming out on Valentine's Day, but then they released it a week early.
Right, right.
So they don't really tell you what's going on. And people are starting to do that. It's really neat. Like, The Expanse Season 2 came out. It was announced for the 9th. It was released on the 7th. The Expanse is a really fun sci-fi show.
As long as you don't do the stupid thing right now where they do a trailer for the upcoming trailer.
Trailers for trailers are horrible. But teasers for teasers
right.
should be blown up, fired into space, and be forced to butt chug the inside of the sun.
Right, right.
Like, that's
horrible. It's awful. It's the worst.
So we've talked about many hundreds of thousands of times how cool it is when media companies hold something back and they trick you a little bit, and how it would be neat if TV shows didn't tell you we're doing an 8-episode season. We're just doing a season. There may be 2,000 episodes. There may be 4.
No one knows. This also ranks up with your idea that we should all just go to a theater and not know what we're about to see.
Yeah, man.
Which has about as much reality of becoming a thing as this.
Well, I with my movie pass, I've thought about going to the movie, and it's tough because I read a lot about everything all the time. But I thought about going to a movie and being like, okay, which of these have I not heard of? And let's go for it. It's free. Who cares? You know?
Yeah. At this point. What is this movie all about? I'm trying to think of a movie that's really bad that has just come out, and I'm
James
blanking.
And the Giant Bitch. I don't know what this is.
What are we trying to do here, Grant? We've lost everything. We're off the rails. I went and saw Love, Simon. You should go see Love, Simon.
Yeah, I want to see Love, Simon. Well, there was that one movie. Let's go to Box Office Mojo really quick. It stars Dennis Quaid. Because these faith-based movies are all of a sudden finding traction out of nowhere.
That's
and
right.
Everybody's really surprised about them. So the
Movie's called What's the Deal with Jesus?
It's called I Can Only Imagine. It's made $21 million so far.
Wow,
I mean,
yeah.
The budget was $7
million. Yeah,
so these,
doing great.
You know, it brings up the theory that it's really neat to have low-budget movies you know, released in theaters. I tweeted today that it would be really cool to have a DC make a movie about The Question.
Right.
Which is like film noir.
And just have it, the name of the movie is just a question mark? That's just what the name is?
I wouldn't be against it.